Time for part two with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. We're going to pick up our talk where we left off from our last outdoor report. Well, let's just assume that the wind's going to lay down and the fishing's still good. What would you recommend? Where would you tell them to go?
Well, we've actually been doing pretty good here in the harbor in Escanaba. We've been catching bluegills down there.
Back on so the bluegills, huh?
Yeah, even with on the days when the wind is blowing really strong, you can usually find some place to get out of the wind, just fishing in and around the boat docks, just basic slip bobbers and worms. I mean, it doesn't get much simpler than that, but we've been catching some unusually nice bluegills down there this year. It's been kind of an unusual pattern to show up. We really haven't seen too much for bluegill activity down there over the last couple of years, but this year they're definitely showing up in really good numbers.
So what's up with that? I mean, what's your best guess? Because I have never, ever, in the years I've been doing this show, never, ever talked about bluegills and sunfish in Little Bay to Knock.
I don't know, and I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to go and enjoy the heck out of catching these things.
They're tasty, that's for sure. I love eating bluegill.
Far and away my favorite fish to eat.
Oh, so that's a pretty cool thing that's going on. So mostly it's just in the Escanaba Harbor, is that right?
Yeah, I haven't heard of them being caught really anywhere else throughout the bay here. Just a number of years ago, the DNR had dumped a lot of stunted bluegills from an inland lake in there, and I think it just finally their numbers are starting to get good enough that we're getting to see some bigger fish down there now.
So are you picking through a lot of smaller fish to get to some keepers?
It kind of varies from day to day, but I was down there this weekend. I took my nieces down there, and we didn't catch great numbers, but almost every fish we caught was keeper size.
Huh.
You know, I'm going to say fish at least, you know, 7 inches or better.
All right, well, I got nothing else for you. Do you have anything else that's interesting that you want to tell people about? Maybe salmon?
I've been hearing, sounds like the Manistique River's got some fair numbers of kings showing up in there. Locally, I haven't heard anything in any of the rivers locally here other than some pink salmon being caught out of the Days River.
Hmm. They're usually the first ones to show up, so
yep.
The rest will be right behind. The kings should be right behind them then.
It should be really any day now, especially now that we've been getting all this rain here. It should help things.
Absolutely, yeah. The rain will definitely help. Well, Chris, I appreciate your time, and are you going to be there? Your hours are changing here at Bayview, right?
Generally, we're here pretty much year-round. We might be closed just before ice up for a little bit, but we'll be here all through hunting season and everything. If we're not selling fishing gear, at least we can sell people their hunting licenses and everything.
Oh, there you go. You can get your licenses for the DNR there. Okay, excellent. And by the way, just for waterfowl hunters, too, that might be going out on Little Bay to Knock, you can get your federal duck stamp now through the DNR system. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's something that they started at last year where you could pay for your federal duck stamp and then they'll actually mail it to you later down the line. So you'll still get an actual stamp, but when you get it from us, it'll just say, you know, federal duck stamp
right
on your license there. But yeah, you'll get the real one in the mail eventually.
Makes you legal anyway.
Yep, you don't have to wait for the post office on Sunday then if you're going out on the weekend.
There you go. Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle, thank you as usual for your time and insight.
Anytime.
This is The Outdoor Show.